Romans chapter 6. And sin, and when it is finished, you never know when sin is finished, do you? It just keeps on going, leads you where you never expected to go. Romans chapter 6. What are the greatest slavery? This greatest slavery, Satan, is the being a slave to Satan is a terrible slavery. Being a slave to sin is a terrible slavery. Romans chapter 6, verse 15. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. This is a verse I ought to give Chuck Swindoll. Knowing not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Knowing not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Death, of course, means separation from God. You know, a person that is a slave to sin, they don't know if God's alive. You know why? Because their sin has separated them from God. That's what death is in the Bible. Separation from God. We have a society that wonders if there's a God. The problem is they are slaves to sin. Sin takes you where you don't want to go. Sin takes you where you don't even know you'll go. And the Bible tells us that sin makes you a servant of sin. In other words, what do you mean? In other words, when you choose sin, now that sin is your master. That sin is your master. You are the slave, and the sin is the master. It doesn't matter what sin it is. It becomes the master. That's slavery. You know, I tell a story. One time we had someone working for the nursery part-time. And a few weeks later, a couple days later, his dad called up and said, you know, my son has a roll of stamps. And you know, he never writes letters. Why would he have a roll of stamps? Well, I mean, at the nursery, there's a lot of bills to pay, and so we always buy rolls of stamps. So someone just bought a roll of stamps and they were sitting on the desk. And this fellow had no need for a roll of stamps. He didn't write letters. I don't know if he had any friends to write letters to. But you know, he saw those stamps and he had sticky fingers. And he took them. And his dad was observant and probably had learned to be observant with this young man. And he says, hey, we found a roll of stamps. You know, this person was a slave to sin. No, isn't it terrible that he would have to come to our house? We're providing him a job. We probably fed him as well, you know, and put up with him. And he comes to our house, and he sees a roll of stamps, and what is he going to do? Steal them. You know why? He is a slave to sin. Every time he went anywhere, if he saw something that wasn't chained down, he probably thought about stealing it. Aren't you glad that you don't have that kind of thinking? Wouldn't that be terrible? Anywhere you go, you'd see something and you think about stealing it. That'd be terrible life. Wouldn't that be a terrible life? Oh man, just think of the agony of your mind everywhere you're going, thinking about stealing something. Can't go to the grocery store without seeing a rack of candy, without thinking about how many you could steal, or anything, you know. Anything that doesn't have a chain on it, you think about stealing it. Why, wouldn't that be agony? Oh, man, a brain that's a slave to sin. That's why they, what do they call a kleptomania? A kleptomaniac. It means insanity. You know, you could just put a whole list of sins. Lying. You know, you decide to lie. Now you become a slave to lies. You tell a lie, and it just takes over. Next time something comes up, first thing that comes to your mind, tell a lie. Next time you get in a jam, first thing comes to your mind, tell a lie. Anytime that you might be embarrassed, tell a lie. You know? Isn't that terrible? Oh man, try to break that. Try to break that lying habit that immediately comes to your mind. Lie! Lie! Get out of it with the lie! You know, sin brings slavery. It's a big master. It's bigger than us. It's far bigger than we imagine. Whew. Know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. You know what? Doesn't matter what the sin is. It takes over. Runs your life. Ever try to get laziness out of a person? Man, once a person is lazy, I mean, they just got to fight it all the time. I mean, whatever kind of sin it is, can be hate, can be lust, whatever it is, wherever that person goes, that's right with them. All the time. First thought that comes to their mind. Miserable life. Talk about miserable life. The sin of slavery. The slavery of sin. Young person, do you understand that? The slavery of sin. Try to get rid of it. Try to get rid of it. I can stop lying. You can say that 1,000 times, but the next time you get in a jam, the first thought that's going to come to your mind is tell a lie. And you're probably going to tell one. It doesn't matter how many times you said you weren't going to do it. That's slavery. That's slavery. That's the slavery of the most wicked rank. And you know what? America is a nation of addictions. I know that's that really isn't a Bible word. You know, addiction is a secular word. Addiction is a word that says, well, you know, I can't help it. That's a psychological term. The Bible calls it a nation full of slavery of sin. Whether it's gambling or pornography or alcohol, or lying, or love for pleasure, laziness. You know, our government doesn't understand the Bible. You know, you give somebody a free ride, they're going to want a free ride the rest of their life. They'll vote Democratic too, because they want a free ride. That's all they want is free ride. You know what? That's slavery. That's slavery to the worst part. America is a country full of addictions. But there's another slavery. Turn with me to Romans 7. Another slavery. Slavery is when you are brought into captivity, right? Right? You know, they got these slaves. Huh. You know, they say there's all sorts of slavery still going on in America. That's what they do. They have a lot of things going on in the big cities that people don't know about. A lot of slavery in America. A lot of young, rebellious girls get captured and become slaves. Think they're going to rebel against their parents and they become a slave the rest of their life. Sad world we live in. Romans chapter 7, though, talks about another terrible slavery. This is the slavery that everybody knows about, especially Christians. Romans 7:22, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I see a law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity. This is the slavery of the sin nature. Oh boy, this is a big one. You know what? David said, Psalm 51, what did he say? In sin did my mother conceive me. Oh, he's not talking about illegitimate birth. He's talking about the fact that when you were conceived and I was conceived, the moment we were conceived, we received a sinful nature. And that sin nature is real. You don't have to do anything to get it. You were born with it. And there's not anybody who doesn't have it. And it is full of the potential of every wicked evil there's ever been named. And we're born with it. We are born with an evil, sinful nature. And the Apostle Paul says, it's brought me into captivity. In other words, I don't like it. I wish I could get rid of it. I wish I could throw it away. But not only can I not do it, but it rules in my life. It rules in my life. Obviously, it works with sin, but it's always there. It's always there. That's slavery. Don't have to do anything to get it. And it never will get better. It will always just be as evil as ever. And every person is born with it. Now, can you imagine what it must be like for people who've been brainwashed to say that you're born good? I think the mind would go kind of bonkers, wouldn't it? If you got all this evil in you and you're supposed to be good, that was a new word I made, bonkers. Put that down in a new Webster's dictionary. Sin nature. Who shall, you know what he said? Oh, wretched man that I am. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Oh, wretched. Oh, this is no little thing. This is no little thing. This is a terrible thing. What I'm saying, it's far worse than human slavery. Human slavery is terrible. But this is far worse than that. Far worse. Sin, slavery to sin, far worse than human slavery. Satan's slavery, far worse than human slavery. There's a lot of slavery out there. Think of Galatians chapter 1. This is probably related to number one, but we get our key thought here. We won't spend much time on this one, but Galatians 3:1. We'll get back to chapter 1 in a minute. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Who hath bewitched you? You know, here's the slavery of false doctrine. You know, there's many people going to hell today because of the slavery of false doctrine. There's millions of people who are going to hell because they were taught and they believe that their infant baptism is going to send them to heaven. And the Apostle Paul says this is the worst of one of the worst of possible slaveries. And so go to Galatians chapter 1. In verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Jesus Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so I now say, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. Why? Someone tells you, you get in heaven by works. Now you are a slave to false teaching. And it will send you to hell. Because it's a false gospel. You aren't saved by works. You aren't saved by religious deeds. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy. Mercy is what we need when we're sinners. Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. And yet, there are false religions teaching, do this, do this, do this, do this, maybe you'll be saved. And people believe it. And they go to hell. They wake up thinking, they die thinking they're going to heaven, and they wake up on their way to in hell. Because they believe a false gospel. And Apostle Paul says that those kind of people bewitch people. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine how anybody, you know, could believe in Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't believe any. I just can't imagine it. I mean, they're getting trickier all the time. Last time I talked to one, they said, oh, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Big lie. But, you know, you see them going around. And they're not dumb people. That parking lot is full of brand new cars. Not clunkers. They're not dumb people. They've been bewitched. They heard a message that fits their pride. You can do this and do enough of it and you get to heaven. Well, they don't want to go to heaven. How many people could believe that? How many people could believe? How many women could believe that you can't get to the third heaven unless you're married? That's what Mormons teach. Girl, woman can't get to the third heaven unless she's married. That's why they believe in polygamy. Because it doesn't matter, it's worth it. You know? It's worth it just to get to heaven. Crazy beliefs. And yet they say they believe it. Why? Because, you know what? They're slaves to false doctrine. Well, that's pretty bad slavery, isn't it? Sends a person right to hell. Well, some pretty bad slavery. It's far worse than human slavery. What's the greatest freedom? The greatest freedom is the freedom of the soul. Turn with me to Psalm 51. The freedom of the soul. Now, I was just thinking, I looked at the clock, you know, it's 7 to 12. I think I just got started. But I did look at the clock earlier. And I realized that all the preliminaries it was past 11:15. I mean, that's gotta change. Don't blame me. Blame them. Psalm 51. Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Oh. A free spirit. Verse 7. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, that's freedom. That's freedom. He said, oh, God, restore unto me the joy of salvation. The freedom of the soul. We read those verses. 1 Corinthians 7. Let's turn there again. Let's read that again. Art thou called, being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Huh. Freedom of the soul. I was reading just recently, this last week, in this day in Baptist history. You might be able to fill in the details if you read it yourself, but 1555. Young man condemned to death by the religious authorities because he got saved. Rejected infant baptism, rejected salvation by works. Stood by salvation as a free gift from God through Jesus Christ. Baptism is only for believers by immersion, etc. Condemned to death! Young man. Read it in the Bible. I read it in, go on the internet and you saw a title, 15 Worst Torture Methods Ever Invented by Man. It wasn't ISIS, Catholic Church during the Inquisition. 500 million souls they put to death over the centuries, believers in Christ. This young man, his friend, said to him, give us a sign of victory in your soul. He wrote him, I'll raise my hand. They took him, chained him to the stake, lit the fire. His whole body was charred. And he lifts up his hand. And then dies. They could kill his body, but they couldn't kill his soul. They could kill his body. They could take away his human freedom. But his soul was free. Amen. That's the greatest freedom. The greatest freedom. Notice what Jesus said, John chapter 8. Verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, we're never in bondage to any man. Why do you say ye shall be made free? Jesus said, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. Verse 36, if the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Wow. Free indeed. Now, there's a great message there. Free indeed. I mean, it means you're really free. Really free. The freedom, not only from the bondage of sin and the guilt of sin, but of the lies of sin. Oh, free indeed. Well, we can think of a lot of great freedom. Freedom of the soul, the freedom of redemption. The word redemption speaks of buying a person out of the slave market of sin. The Bible tells us before we're saved, every one of us are a child of the devil. And he's our master. But the figure is going to the auction, the slave auction. And there's a good man out there. There's a good man at the auction. And you're up for auction. Highest bidder. But there's a good man out there. And the good man pays the price. Pays the price. Now you're free. You know, in the history of America, the Quakers especially would go to the auction, the slave auction. They would save up their money and they would go to the slave auction and they would buy slaves to set them free. Can you imagine being at one of those auctions? And you could tell a Quaker by looking at them. They looked like real Christians in those days. Not like people today couldn't tell a lot of places. But you could tell. I guarantee you, go to that auction, you'd see, you're a slave. You'd say, hey, there they are. There's one of those good people. There's one of those good people. Oh, I hope they buy me. I hope they buy me. And you're up in an auction block. The price goes up and up and up and up. And you think, oh, never happened. The auctioneer says, sold to that man right there. And you say, oh, it's the good man. I'm free. And many a slave would go to the good man, say, oh, thank you, thank you. I'll serve you the rest of my life. I'm so thankful. But the auction block, the Lord Jesus presented his blood as a payment of our sin and to free us from the devil and his mastery and his captivity and his evil and his harm. A good man. Free our soul. The guilt of sin You know, people pay millions of dollars to try to get rid of guilt or sin. Never get rid of it. Can't go to enough counseling sessions. There's only one who can get rid of the guilt, the sin, that's the Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's the truth that people need to hear. Have you been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ? Redeemed from the slavery of sin. Redeemed from the bondage of Satan. Redeemed. Free! A soul set free. Thank you for singing that song. I think, hey, the Lord orchestrated that this morning. The song of a soul set free. Are you free today? Are you free? Maybe you're free. But you're not thankful. Instead of serving the good man, you've gone back to the bad man. Instead of enjoying Christian life with freedom and joy and peace, you're in bondage. Christ can set you free. Oh yeah, we're born with sin nature, but praise God. Who can deliver me from the bondage of this sin? Jesus Christ! Amen! Amen. Victory! Over indwelling sin. He won the victory in Calvary's cross. We don't have to obey that sin nature anymore. Claim the victory. We have it in Jesus Christ. Freedom. The greatest freedoms are Jesus Christ, found in Jesus Christ. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. If you're a free man, then ye are the Lord's servant. You know, the Bible's telling us true freedom is the freedom to do right. True freedom is the freedom to give ourselves to God. True freedom is to live a life of obedience. That's true freedom. Everybody's a servant. Everyone. Don't be fooled by this rebellious attitude. Oh, no, it's going to tell me what to do. You're just being told what to do. That's your sin nature. That's sin. You're just a slave to sin. True freedom is the ability, the joy, to obey God with your life and do what's right. Are you free today? Are you enjoying the greatest freedom that ever can exist? Let's pray as we close the service. Father, we thank you today for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that as we've read, if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Lord, today America is a land of addictions, a slavery to all sorts of sins of every possible nature. Lord, and those sins are filling the churches even. Oh, there's never been a day which people need to know the freedom found in Jesus Christ as this day. And now, Lord, I pray to help that helpless soul, that suffering soul, to realize that Jesus Christ can set them free. His blood as a songwriter said, can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Lord, I pray that you'd work in our midst, even for the people of God who've yielded to sin. And now the sins of the world just control their thinking. They lost their love for you. They've lost their love to serve God. They lost their love to worship. They got this drive for more of the world. Might they see the slavery. Might they find the deliverance in Jesus Christ. Lord, be with our nation. Sin doesn't bring freedom. Bring slavery. May our nation return back to you, O Lord. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're here today and say, you know what? I am a slave. Well, not a human slave, but I'm a spiritual slave. God is showing me that there's hope. There can be deliverance. There can be freedom. Pastor, pray for me. I need to be free. I have spiritual slavery. I want to be free. Pray for me that I would turn to Jesus Christ and find that deliverance. Head bowed, eyes closed. Raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. God spoke to my heart. Okay? All right? Praise the Lord. Amen. I see that hand. You can put it down. Oh, Pastor, I need spiritual deliverance. I see it. Okay. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Lord, we're thankful that you're the good man, giving your all to set the slaves free. Lord, may that deliverance, that freedom, be found in Jesus Christ by faith, as he conquered sin and Satan and death on Calvary's cross, and the sin nature as well. And so, Lord, help your people, help others, Lord, the lost as well. Look unto me and be ye saved, is what the Lord says. May it be so. Thank you that you're the good man who gave your all for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.